A new UN envoy in Syria says that the world must confront terrorist groups there and beyond, but the country also needs a political solution.
Fighting terrorism without an acceleration of a political process that will lead to a different type of security situation and also well-being for the normal families in Syria certainly becomes for us a priority too. The two things are hand in hand.
Stéphane de Mistura made the comments after meeting with Syria's President Bashar al-Assad on his first trip to Damascus. Mistura also referred to the UN Security Council's resolution, which calls for action against militant groups like the ISIL. He said terrorist groups pose a threat to the Middle East and elsewhere. The Italian diplomat was appointed after the resignation of his predecessor, Lakhdar Brahimi. Let's speak to our correspondent, Ala Ibrahim, who joins us from Damascus. Now, Ala, tell us a bit more about Mistura's visit to Syria. How significant is it, and what does he bring to the table that his predecessors couldn't?
Well, Mistura's visit is very significant. It's his first visit to Damascus after he was appointed as the United Nations Special Envoy to Syria. He is the third envoy after Kofi Annan, al-Ahdar al-Ibrahimi, and now de Mistura. But Mistura's visit did not receive a lot of media attention because of the shift in attention towards the American speech of Barack Obama and the new threats of the ISIL and the efforts to fight it and the reports about an American strike against it. However, Mistura did come to Damascus. He met with Syrian officials, he met with the internal opposition, the local coordination commission, he met with the Minister of National Reconciliation, he met with ambassadors of key regional players, mainly Iran and other countries, but many of his visits were not announced or his meetings were not announced. He had a lot of activities, but I don't think, according to the people we've spoken with from sources from inside the Syrian government and inside the United Nations mission in Syria, he does not offer a lot in his visit. He does not have anything substantial or new. The Syrian situation has come into a stalemate because of the political and field developments, and everyone seems to be waiting of what will happen next with the American attacks on the ISIL and how it will change the course of battles inside Syria and in the region.
All right, and Ala, we are yet to see what the repercussions of Mistura's visit will mean on a broader scale. However, right now we're hearing the U.S. speak of airstrikes on Syria. Can Mistura bring in that third party needed to basically convince the U.S. that its actions and policies vis-a-vis Damascus are flawed?
Well, I don't think anybody, including the United Nations, is capable of convincing the United States of that its actions is not correct or not in the best interest of the Middle East or the world security at this point. But what I think, according also to sources here in Damascus, that Mistura might have something that he could help with. There have been some rumors up till now. They are reports. They are not substantiated reports that the United Nations might consider opening a security coordination office or bureau in Damascus that will handle the coordination between the Western countries attacking the ISIL and the Syrian government on the other side. If such an arrangement is made, then this will solve all the problems of this new alliance. It will have coordination with the Syrian government, though the Syrian government can save face and live up to its statements that any attack without coordination with the government is an aggression, and at the same time it would also save face for the Western countries that have been asking the current government and mainly President Assad to step down for the past 2 years, accusing himself and his government of committing atrocities according to Western countries. They can't back down from these accusations easily, so it will save face for both parties. It remains to be seen if these reports are really going to be materialized, if something substantial will happen out of this. But if the United Nations chooses to, it can play a very effective role in the ongoing operations against the ISIL.
Okay, Press TV's Ala Ibrahim there, reporting from Damascus. Ala, thanks for that analysis there.